getting us ready for the Christmas holiday. Let It Snow on Philly's Country Station 92.5 XTU. Good morning. My name is Andy Summers. Dave Cruz is normally with me in the morning, but he's taken some vacation days this week. And coming up, I'm going to need some help from the kids. So if you've got some kids around, whatever ages, little ones, medium ones, big ones, whatever, I need to know what parents deserve to be on the naughty list this holiday season. All right. So I'm going to need you to help me out. 215-263-6700. I'm looking for kids to put their parents on the naughty list on XTU. Thomas Redd on Philly's Country Station 92.5 XTU. You know, we're all thinking about the holidays and maybe your kids have gone to see Santa and, you know, we're worried about whether they're on the nice list or the naughty list, but I have a feeling that there might be some parents who deserve to be on a list. So let's check in with Brian. What is up with your parents? Why do they deserve to be on the naughty list?
They eat all my Reese's and my Snickers, the ones I like the most.
Oh, no.
And then they leave all the nasty ones like Twizzlers for me, and Tootsie Rolls.
Twizzlers and Tootsie Rolls, that definitely deserves to put your parents on the naughty list. So give us a call and tell us about your parents. 215-263-6700. I totally forgot what the phone number was. All right, so let's check in with Marissa. How about you?
My mom steals my clothes because we wear the same size.
Oh, no, you're kidding. So what does she, like, wait until after you go to school and then she sneaks into your room?
She wakes up earlier in the morning, so she goes in my closet and finds all my shirts and takes them.
Yeah. Well, okay. I think that that also deserves to be put on the naughty list. Do your parents deserve to be on the naughty list? 215-263-6700. XTU, good morning, Lydia.
Hi.
Hi, Lydia. So we're talking about parents who should be on the naughty list this year. Tell me about yours.
Well, my mom always yells at me when I try and help her around the house.
She yells at you when you're trying to help her?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. Next time you want to help around the house, you call me and you can come and help me do my chores. How does that sound?
Not like that helping. Like, you help with my animals. I have 10 animals in one house.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to be honest, Lydia. That's a lot, and that can be very stressful. So I think I'd probably be yelling more than I should too. But you're right. Your mom should not yell at you when you're trying to help. She is on the naughty list, Lydia. You got her on there.
Okay. Bye. Have a great Christmas.
Thank you, sweetheart. You too.
Love you. Love your show.
XTU, good morning, David.
Hi.
Hi, buddy. So I'm looking for parents who should be on the naughty list this holiday season. Is your mom or dad on the naughty list?
Yes. Nancy Gober.
Come on. Now, I know Nancy, David, and she is really a very sweet woman.
I'm her son.
You're her son. Okay. Why does Nancy deserve to be on the naughty list?
Because she yells at me when I get a bad grade on a test.
Well, are you trying hard?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Well, she shouldn't be yelling at you for getting bad grades. She should be encouraging you to just work a little bit harder and do the best you can, right?
Yeah.
All right, David. Well, thanks. And you just keep up the good work, buddy, okay?
Thanks.
When your mom yells at you, you call me.
Will do.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
XTU, good morning. Who's this?
This is Gavin Maroney.
Hey, Gavin. So tell me who should be on the naughty list this year.
My father.
Tell me why.
Well, I have this list that calls him the worst dad. And it's like, if he makes a comment at me, I will move him up the list. So number one's like the worst dad and number 10's like the best dad. And it ends every Christmas and he's a 7 right now. So he's like an average dad.
Well, that's pretty good. So you almost have a behavior chart for your father, kind of like in grade school. Okay. Yeah. Wow. That puts a lot of pressure on dad, Gavin.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's doing pretty well, though. Do you think he's going to make it up to 10 or do you think he's going to be down to 1 by the time Christmas rolls around?
I would say like 4.
What are some of the things that your dad does that makes him move down the list?
Well, he'll be on the phone with, like, his parents, and he'll just make mean comments about me.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Is he being silly? Is he trying to be funny because he knows that you can hear him? Yeah. But you just don't like it.
No.
No. So you bump him right down there. And then what can he do to redeem himself?
Well, if I make a mean comment back at him or if I make a joke about him.
Okay. And then you move him up a couple pegs. I like it.
Yep.
This is actually a really good system, Gavin. I'm digging it. Yeah, good work. I might have to adopt this in my house. Maybe we're all going to have behavior charts for everybody in the house.
All right.
Thanks so much, Gavin. And Merry Christmas to you, bud.
You too, bye.
92.5 XTU. Good morning. I'm Andy Summers. And this morning we have been talking to kids about parents who should be on the naughty list. And we've got one more call to squeeze in. Emma, tell us about yours.
So my mom, when she gets mad, she takes it out on me.
Oh, man. Now, are you usually the one that makes her mad, Emma?
Sometimes.
Sometimes you are. Okay. So when she takes it out on you, what does that mean?
Like, she tells me to, like, calm down or, like, go clean your room or, go sit in your room.
I think I'm guilty of that, too, to be honest with you, Emma. It's tough being a mom.
Yeah.
You know what I'll bet she needs in times like that? A hug and a kiss, and I'll bet that she needs to hear you say that you love her. Do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, that might be a good way to turn her frown upside down so that she's smiling and in a better mood.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so how about if you give that a try, okay?
Okay.
All right, in the meantime, she's on the naughty list.
Okay.
Thanks, Emma. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Love your show.
The Andy Summers Show.
This is the People's Country Show. Is that cool with y'all?
On 92.5 XTU. Love you. Love your show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.